Brack is not bringing the massive shakeup to DISA's workforce many were concerned about a few years ago. When DOD decided DISA would move more than 40 miles away to Fort Meade, Maryland, some thought a large percentage of the 4,600 employee workforce wouldn't go with the agency. Jack Pankowski is DISA's Director of Manpower, Personnel, and Security. He says the attrition rate has been consistent.
I would estimate that about 70% of the workforce, you know, is accepting the positions up here at Fort Meade, and about 30% did not. Now, you know, some of that was spread out over a little bit of a period of time, but I think that's a pretty accurate portrayal of the percentages.
Pankowski says of the 30% of the employees who didn't make the move to Fort Meade, 15% decided to retire. The other 15% found new jobs in government. He calls the number of employees who retired a significant amount. And Pankowski says there could be another round of employees leaving DISA in the next 3 to 6 months.
We are at least planning for the possibility that a portion of the workforce, after they get up here, they'll find that the commute is a little too much to take. And so without a lot of advance notice, we may have another round of turnover. And so we have to be ready for that. And so, you know, we're trying to make sure all the kind of hiring efforts that we have in place, you know, that we're ready to kind of move on short notice if people do decide to do that.
Many employees have already made their decision about how they're dealing with the commute. David Bullock is DISA's BRAC executive. Federal News Radio caught up with Bullock after a recent event. He says the demographics of where employees live has shifted dramatically.
We started off when the BRAC was announced with about 70% of the workforce in Virginia, roughly 20% in Maryland. As of right now, the workforce that lives in Maryland is up just under 50%. So between new hires, attrition that's occurred, and the people we've hired, and the existing workforce that's moved to Maryland, we're seeing a significant, you know, transition in demographics. We thought it would take about 5 years for the workforce to reverse the percentages. Probably going to be 2 to 3 years when we see a reversal in that.
About 15 to 20% of DISA's employees have taken advantage of the permanent change of station entitlement DOD provides for its workers. DISA isn't alone in preparing for a workforce transformation. Contractors who support DISA and other DOD agencies moving to Fort Meade, as well as those moving to Fort Belvoir or Bethesda Naval Medical Center, also are seeing changes to their workforces. Kathleen Smith is the Chief Marketing Officer for ClearJobs.net.
We're seeing a multi-layer effect. One is a lot of the companies are seeing that their employees are going to wait and see if they're going to be able to handle the commute to continue supporting their customers. And many of the candidates, many of the employees are saying, you know, yes, we'll be able to handle the commute, but I don't think that they're really looking forward to, you know, a 2.5-3 hour one-way commute to be able to continue supporting their mission.
ClearJobs.net helps vendors find and hire employees with security clearances. She says many vendors are concerned about employees who have long-standing relationships with agencies leaving because of BRAC.
We've really heard that they're waiting to see what happens in the fall. And they really anticipate that there's going to be a lot of activity as far as people being available who have not been available before, because they do have the higher end clearance, but they're not willing to drive from Maryland down to Virginia. So I think that it's going to be very interesting. A lot of companies who have been looking for top talent with the top clearance all of a sudden will now be able to have that when people just say they don't want to do the commute anymore. What's really strong about that is then that will build different business strategies within smaller to medium-sized companies.
That idea of key employees leaving isn't lost on DISA as well. Pankowski says DISA has been aggressive in improving how it hires new employees. He says DISA has held several job fairs where potential employees with hard-to-find skills were given priority.
As we did these events, what we tried to do is to have all the, you know, the key players on site. So, for instance, we had hiring managers that had the authority to, you know, to make at least the tentative job offers right there. So, you know, that cut down a lot in the process. Since the security division is also in our organization, we had the security folks on site so that they, up to the point of at least a secret clearance, they could look and approve a tentative interim secret clearance on the spot right there. If the job required a drug test, we had the drug testing people on site so to do that. So having all those things from a process standpoint being done at the same time helped us to cut down a lot in the process.
Overall, he adds, these efforts have helped cut the hiring time by as much as 30 days. Pankowski says DISA has had success and bringing in new employees at the mid and senior career level positions to help make up for those employees who retired or left the agency. Teleworking is another avenue DISA is promoting to make sure employees stay. DISA has long promoted telework, but Pinkoski says BRAC has given employees and managers an extra incentive.
We now have, in our telework program, that with supervisory approval, employees can telework up to 3 days a week. And that doesn't mean, everybody is teleworking, 3 days a week. But, they can, and we do have employees that, are doing it that much. So to us, and really, it wasn't just BRAC. We were already getting heavily into telework even before BRAC. But to us, telework is a huge, recruitment and retention strategy. So we have, one way, shape, or form, it varies the number of days that they're teleworking, but about 60% of our workforce right now teleworks.
Pinkoski adds there's still pockets of managerial resistance, but for the most part, telework is part of DISA's culture. ClearJobs.net Smith says while teleworking can be challenging for vendors, they're taking other steps to deal with the changes in location.
Companies are relying on specific relationships, but then we also have flexible work options that are being made available to many of the employees. There may not be as much face-to-face time as people are seeing. As far as companies setting up satellite offices, there have been quite a few companies, more of the smaller to medium-sized companies, who have dipped their toe in the water and said, okay, we'll look at, maybe setting up a satellite office in Fort Meade or something down in the Springfield area. But a lot of times they're right now having their recruiters work remotely to say, what can we find in that area? Are we going to be able to find the same type of talent that we have been used to?
Smith says her company has been part of several job fairs over the last few years, and many of the companies have asked them to hold the events closer to the BRAC locations at Fort Belvoir or Fort Meade. The next job fair is scheduled for May 16th in Arlington, Virginia, focused on employees who are being affected by BRAC. Pinkoski says DISA also will continue its recruitment fairs in the coming months. He says they plan on targeting potential employees with specific skills, engineers, telecommunications, and IT specialists, to name a few. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.